Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue in our series talking about the epistles from Romans to the third epistle of John, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us about scriptures that he wants us to confess into our lives. Turn me to Romans chapter 8. Verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit, not by ourselves, do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. And verse 29, this is the end result. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Excuse me, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's the whole purpose. He wants to cleanse us, to conform us to the image of Yeshua, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's just very important you allow him to do that sanctification process. Remember we talked about David in Psalm 51. It says, create a clean heart within me. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And a great method, as I mentioned on previous broadcasts, to confess these scriptures into your life is to say, Father, lead and say to the book of Romans, show me the scriptures that you want me to apply to my life. And so before, say you have 10, 15 scriptures that he wants you to speak into your life, you say, Father, I'm speaking these scriptures for me, my family, and anybody else you want to include, and I'm going to use the term we, us, or are. So if you see a scripture, the just shall live by faith. We are just, we live by faith. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Nothing can separate us from his love. You see, so you're confessing these scriptures and it's applying to you, it's cleaning you and any bells you're including in your confession. So important. In verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 6, and the Father has both raised up Yeshua, Jesus, and will also raise us up by his own power. So the way to be raised up is to decrease in the flesh. And only he can raise us up, and you're confessing that only the Father can raise me up, and he's helping me to decrease in the flesh. Verse 19, what, you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you, which you have of him, and you're not your own? You are bought with a price, therefore glorify him in your body and in your spirit, which are his. That's why, to say my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he's cleaning me, and he's conforming me into the image of Yeshua. He's doing a great work in me. Confess that. Or say he's doing a great work in us. Hallelujah. Verse 20, chapter 7. We abide in the same calling where we were called. We don't try to jump out into somebody else's ministry. We're content with what he has called us to do. He positions us. Verse 23, we're brought with a price. We're not the servants of men. We only serve the Father. We don't idolize anybody. We don't worship anybody but the Father. Brethren, let every man wherein he's called abide. We abide in what the Father's called us to do. Hallelujah. 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 Go with me to chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. We keep under our bodies and bring them into subjection, lest by any means, when we preach to others, we be castaways. You need to confess that. So we have a part to play in the sanctification process. We have to use the word on our bodies, because the body, you know, and the mind wants to gang up on the spirit. The body and the soul wants to gang up on the spirit, but our spirit through the Holy Spirit can control, you know, the flesh, hallelujah, through his help. In chapter 10, verse 3, or verse 9, I'm sorry, we don't tempt Yeshua. Verse 10, we don't murmur against Yeshua. Verse 13, there is no temptation that comes our way, but is not common to man, but the Father is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted above what we're able, but with the temptation also a way of may have escaped that we may be, make a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. Confess that. So the problem we had in the past, how we sinned, is there was a way of escape, but we never took advantage of it. But now we will. We'll confess it, and our spirits will alert us, hey, there's a way of escape. and your mind will respond, and your mind, will, and emotions will respond, and your body will respond to what the Spirit is saying with the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 31, whatever therefore we eat or drink, whatever we do for the glory of the Father. Whatever we do, He gets the glory. Hallelujah. Because we turn our flesh over to Him, which is our biggest enemy. We turned it over to Him. And now whatever we do, He gets the glory. In chapter 12, talking about spiritual manifestations. In verse 7, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. And so we'd say, Father, use me in the manifestations that you have for us. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, the gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Father, use us to help other people in your family, to help them, other children. Use us to communicate your love, your direction to other people. Hallelujah. Use us in whichever way you want. Hallelujah. I like the word manifestations is better than gifts, because we think we own it. No, it's a manifestation of the Father, and he wants to do it any way he wants. In verse 11, for all these work at that well of one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Hallelujah. See, when a temptation comes our way, to get back to that before I mentioned before, the same Spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead will quicken us against that. It'll give us the strength to resist it. But we have to allow Him to do so and take that way of escape. And again, as we minister to people, just, Father, use me in your manifestations any way you want. In verse 14, the body is not one member, but many. We got to realize that we're part of the body. We're not greater than anybody else. In verse 24, for the Father has put the body together, giving more abundant honor to that which is lacked. There should be no schism in the body. Everybody should just realize that we're part of one big family and work together. In chapter 13, verse 4, this is what we need to speak into our lives. We suffer long. It says charity suffers long. We suffer long. We're kind. We don't envy. We don't vaunt ourselves up. We're not puffed up. We don't behave ourselves self-esteemingly. We seek not our own. We're not easily provoked. And we think of no evil. So just because we're anointed doesn't mean that we're holier than anybody else. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to work on us, because there's things, there's flaws, there's personality problems. You may have strongholds in your life that the Holy Spirit wants to burn out of us. We don't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. We bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. So important that you speak this into your life. And then chapter 14, verse 3. We prophesy to edification, exhortation, and comfort. See, some people prophesy, they set themselves up as prophets or prophetesses, and they speak down to people, and they control people. Jezebel likes to control people through prophecies. So many people are running to a prophet, running to a prophetess, instead of going to the Father. And he may use a prophet or a prophetess to confirm the word that he already said to us. Some people are just so lazy, instead of going into the presence of the Father themselves, they want to be spoon-fed. And so that's where, a false prophet can move in. That's where Jezebel can move in. Again, Jezebel wants to control people through prophecies and have you reporting to him or her. Hallelujah. But Jezebel can use a man too. Hallelujah. It's just so important that you realize that the Father is trying to tighten us up and cleanse us and get us ready for His return. Hallelujah. And you have to allow Him to do so. Hallelujah. And whatever He points out in your life that's not right, don't argue with Him. Let Him just take it away. Hallelujah. And use these scriptures to cleanse yourself. It's so important, Hallelujah. He provides the soap. We just got to cleanse ourselves in the Word. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's so good if you allow Him to have His way. When you start, Letting your flesh take over, letting your flesh control, that's when the problem is. And our biggest enemy is not Satan, it's our flesh. Because the only access that Satan has to us is through our flesh. Hallelujah. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Just put your hand on the radio, or if you can't, you're driving. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, help us to turn this flesh over to you, for you to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Father. Do healings and miracles right now, Father. Touch the people. They need a miracle, Father. They need jobs. They need houses. Touch them right. Set them free, Father. And help us, Father, to surrender everything to you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about our ministry, but one thing I would like you to do, and this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. If you enjoyed this broadcast, and you want to keep it on the air, we're not asking for any contribution. We just want you to call in and let us know that you appreciate this broadcast, you're being edified by this broadcast, and you'd like it to stay in the air. I just want you to call me. Again, Evangelist Henry Walker at 772-801-3677. We want to know that you're edified by this ministry. Hallelujah. We just want to help you, but we want to take your spiritual temperature and see if you're enjoying it. So again, we're not trying to raise money. There's no contributions. We just want needed. We just want you to call us and let you know that you appreciate this broadcast and you want it to stay in the air. Again, my phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. Don't let the enemy put it off. Say, other people call. We need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. 772-801-3677. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. And it's got about 250 prophetic messages. Now, I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days, which are really of Yeshua. It's not just for the Jews. And everything major that Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. I can tell you which feast day he was born, what feast day he died, rose, was circumcised, when Jericho came down, what feast day he ascended. It's powerful books. And my second book I've written is called Noon. And it talks about different months of the year, the months of the year on his calendar, and how in the Word it talks about these months and what he did in those months. He wants to repeat those blessings. And so if you use that in conjunction with, with my website, henrywalker.org, and click on Biblical Calendar, you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And so you can be ready for that month and receive those blessings. Also in my book, Noon, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father did things in the Word that he wants to repeat blessings. He wants to meet with you and bless you at those times. It's so important you get those. It's so critical to the warfare that you need in these last days. And you can get these books. Also, my last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. www.tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and see all these books. You can download Noon and Demystifying the Trinity right then and there at a reduced price. But make sure you get the Noon second edition. And you can get all these books from me at a reduced price through your church or your prayer group. Just let me know. I just want to help you. Don't forget our broadcast is on 7:15 at p.m. too, 7:15 a.m. and p.m. And if you need to listen to any prior broadcasts, just go to On Demand on WCNO.com, On Demand, and just scroll back to to the message that you might miss. And remember, please call up and let us know if you enjoyed this broadcast, 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Don't put it off. Just let us know. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation, make it out to New Life Revival. And the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. Remember to next time, greater is He is in you than He is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Divine Care Plus, an underwriter of WCNO, provides homemaker and companion services to individuals and families in need. Divine Care Plus is committed to building a strong and enduring relationship between you and their healthcare professionals. Their dedicated staff manages each assignment on an individual basis with services tailored to meet your needs.